This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cliff Kingsbury said that there was a moment, Kevin, a moment where he thought he was done. He thought he was done with the Cardinals because we'll get to that in just a moment. But when was the time that you thought, bless you, Mike, when was the time that you thought you were done?
Bless you, Mike.
877.
I turned my mic off. I don't know if anybody heard that, except now you guys are letting them know I'm sneezing.
Not you guys. I didn't say anything.
Mike's been sneezing the entire break. Yeah, and we say bless you, and he gets all ticked off at us for it.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry for blessing you.
Day after Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, man.
See if we do that again.
Did you give up saying thank you to people when they try to help you out? Is that what you're doing for Lent this year, Mike?
Yeah. No, I'm actually giving up all sweets. So candy, cake, cookies, sugars, you know, stuff like that. That's what I'm giving up.
Is that something you're planning? Like, do you ever go beyond Lent after that with stuff that y'all give up?
Eventually did with Soda Pop.
Mike?
I think that most everything I've given up for Lent, I eventually started doing again.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right, so you're just an addict. All right, I get it. Shippy, how do you feel about it?
Yep.
All right, the Cliff Kingsbury said that it was a risky move from the start to be hired by the Arizona Cardinals. Actually, he didn't say that. The Arizona Cardinals said it. He just accepted the offensive coordinator position with USC after a 35-40 record at Texas Tech.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, which is why I was like, really?
He compounded that risk by drafting Kyler Murray a year after Arizona took Josh Rosen in the top 10. So obviously there was a lot of like question marks about him. He was on with Ryan Russillo on his podcast, and he looked back at week one against Detroit. Cardinals are trailing 24-6 in the fourth quarter, and his offense looks like a bust, and he really thought the Cardinals were going to fire him. He said, I'm not exaggerating. I was thinking, I can't believe I just bought that house. I'm going to be here two games, and they're going to fire me. That was about the highest anxiety I've ever had on the sidelines, truly. Anything we tried to do was a complete disaster. By the way, Kevin, you know how that game ended?
They did okay.
They rallied to tie. They rallied to tie that football game.
Yes. Was that the lone tie of the season?
Of his season?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of the NFL?
I feel like the Packers and somebody tied also. Maybe it was Detroit again. I can't remember. I feel like Packers, somebody else had another tie this year.
Okay.
Anyway. That being said, that was the moment where he thought it was all done for. 877-881-1053. Have you ever had a moment where you thought it was done for you, Kevin?
Yeah.
I don't think Mike's heard this story. So
I used to work at Blockbuster Video, and there was a time in my life where I thought that was all I was going to do with my life is – I was the youngest store manager in the district, and in my mind...
You're going to own Blockbuster.
Pretty much. I was going to be the youngest district manager in the region, youngest regional manager, et cetera, et cetera.
Never saw technology changing.
Yes, exactly. Hey, neither did Blockbuster. We had a chance to buy Netflix for $50 million, and we're like, pass, we're going to be great forever. So my store was at Forest and Audelia, and it's in a kind of a... It was in a rougher neighborhood, and we had a lot of problems with theft. So I had a couple of like interactions with shoplifters during my time at Blockbuster. I previously worked at Skillman and 635 and had some dust ups with shoplifters there. So one day, and this is when I was the store manager, and I probably should have thought it all through better, but I didn't. So one day I saw someone walk in, I kid you not, in a trench coat. And so, of course, I was suspicious of them, and we had a couple of other people in there, and I was the only person working because it was a smaller store. And I saw the guy put a couple of DVDs into his trench coat back when DVDs were, like, newer.
Right.
And I was like, oh, no, here we go. And so I was trying to get another customer out of there so I could stop this other person. But then he made a run for the door. So, of course, I chased after him. And I jumped I jumped over the counter and I chased after him.
Okay.
At which point,
what city?
This was in Dallas.
Okay.
At which point I saw that he had backed his car into the parking spot, so I should have known like something suspicious was up. And so I ran up to his window and just kind of like hit on his window, like not hard or anything.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he like lunged towards me like, "What are you going to do?" So, I kind of lost my mind in that moment. I took a step back and I kicked in his window.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was had lots of rage. I still have rage inside
me now.
What
kind of shoe did you have? Do you have a tennis shoe?
Yeah, it was just a
tennis shoe?
Yeah.
I was, maybe if you had on like a Doc Martin or some sort of
boot. No, because he pissed me off. So I took a step back and I put my foot through his window.
Hell yeah. Didn't cut your leg at all?
No.
Wow.
Well, I like ripped up my pants, but it was fine.
Man.
So.
Blockbuster, did they give you a raise because you loved Blockbuster so much?
We're just getting started. And so then, of course, I reached into the car to grab him. Uh-huh. And so at which point I got two of the DVDs back. Then his piece of crap car finally started and he started to drive. And I was like, this is how I'm going to die.
Oh,
like
no.
Hang outside of a window. So then I let go. But like while his car was really going, because I was like, something awful was going to happen.
Did you get those DVDs back? You got those DVDs?
Now, I'm glad that you asked that, because that is what I will never forget about this entire scenario, is there was an older gentleman in the store when I walked back in, and he goes, "Did you get him?" And I said, "No, but I kicked out his window," and he looked at me, didn't even bat an eye, and he goes, "That's just as good." And so I thought, excellent.
Hell
I
yeah.
ran a sell-through report, determined that we had lost four DVDs, but I had two of them back in my possession.
Nice.
So he got away.
You stole the two.
I did not. Wow. I put them back into the inventory.
What a plot twist.
So he only got away with two DVDs, and I kicked in his window. All right, and I thought everything was great and all of that. We moved like a month down the road. I got promoted to a nice cushy store in Plano, and I thought life was going to be good forever. So they bring in some corporate people, my district manager, our loss prevention manager, and some other person I'd never seen in my life. And I was like, oh, maybe they're just checking on the store before I get promoted. But in that moment, I found out that is not the way it was going to go. So we walked to the back, and I joke with my manager. And I was like, oh, all these people are here. Am I in trouble? And she goes, I don't know. Did you do something deserve to be in trouble? And at that point, that was my Kingsbury moment where I was like, oh, no. And then they brought out this big file folder. And the guy who I had no idea, they're like, do you recall signing this document? It was like, and they set it down there and they go, do you know so?
They did it like that?
Yeah, it was really dramatic.
Well, domino?
In reality, it probably wasn't that dramatic, but in my mind, they took it out, like slammed it on the table.
In the story of the KNC masterpiece, when they make this movie 30 years from now, this is going to be kind of the start of the movie.
Okay.
As this pushes you to another career.
It probably wasn't that dramatic, but they said, do you recall so-and-so? I was like, I don't know who that is. And they go, do you recall this incident? And they essentially describe what happened. I was like, yeah, I remember that. And that's when they, bam, slammed the employee thing that I had signed like 2 years earlier, and they highlighted the subsection that says, will not chase or engage with a shoplifter. And I was like, oh, that's not good.
You went above and beyond.
Yeah, that is not the way they saw it. No. And so the guy filed a lawsuit against the company because he said he had glass in his eye, at which point I loudly said he was an effing shoplifter, and they did not see it my way. And they said, look, we need you to sign this paper saying that you violated company policy. And I said, and then what happens? And they said, well, then you won't be part of the lawsuit anymore. And I said, okay, do I get to keep my job? At which point they politely told me that I was fired either way. So I was like, well, I guess I should sign the paper so I don't get sued. So, yes, that was my Kingsbury moment when my district manager goes, that depends. Did you do something that means you should be in trouble? I was like, what does that mean?
You were the hero that Blockbuster deserved, but not the one it needed at that time.
Yeah. And I got
a
fired.
A true Dark Knight.
So trust me, the day they went out of business, I took pleasure in that.
Essentially, Blockbuster.
I think there's like one in Alaska.
Is like the
that one closed. I went there.
Oh, they're like the YouTube TV of videos by making bad decisions.
And them firing me was like them getting rid of Fox Sports Southwest.
While you're giving this, I'm looking at Spectrum and I'm looking at other places because I need to quickly switch my programming so I can get Maverick games and the upcoming Rangers and Stars games because of this debacle of YouTube TV.
I'm really...
Just imagine if Blockbuster would have essentially been Blockbuster TV and we could have had that instead and they would clearly keep Fox Sports.
We have a lot of people that live in that general area. Man, I definitely swipe tapes from Kevin's store, Lake Highlands for life. Ha ha, I live in that neighborhood. That was the last Blockbuster in Dallas from the 214. That was my Blockbuster. I lived over there for like 20 years.
I've actually told Kevin, I was like, did you have a dude that worked there with a fro? And he was like, yes.
I did.
Somebody's saying that dude still lives in Dallas and is listening to this right now.
Yeah. Well, I shut it down, but you got me fired.
You think
good
that guy
job.
Can afford a car or a radio to listen to this?
Because he was having to steal from Blockbuster? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. DVDs were the thing back then.
All right.
Who can play that game?
Mike, if you
probably like is a business owner now.
Yeah.
Mike, have you ever had a moment where you felt like...
Oh, well, there's a time where I was backing up home plate multiple times in my first major league game where the third time I backed up the home plate in that same inning, I was like, I am probably not staying in Cleveland much longer.
Oh,
and
no.
Luckily, I stayed there for like two or three more days till Chuck Finley got healthy, then got sent down. Yeah, there was another time in my life where I was like, I'm in pretty big trouble here, and I'm probably not going to make it through.
So you
this.
Like knew because of your baseball
Bad.
Stuff?
But it got you here, Mike.
It did.
You knew because of your baseball stuff then that was going to happen? Like you knew at the time you were like, man, I'm not going to be here much longer. Like you
yes,
could feel it. You could...
I pretty much knew.
Okay. All right. Well, I haven't had as big of a...
I was told different at the time, but I knew like this is not going away.
Oh man. I'm sorry about that. Shippy, you ever had a moment like that? Lots of people texted.
By the
way,
for the person asking, I don't know if he won the lawsuit. I didn't keep in. I didn't follow it after that. I kind of want to know now.
From the 214, yeah, did that happen more than once? Because I saw a lot of people doing that. I from the 346, I was managing Applebee's. A guest told me to get a server. I asked him to get out of my restaurant. I thought I was done, so I called my boss and explained what happened. He said, "Great job." So a guest asked him to get a white server. So said,
no.
Get the F out of here. And he thought he was going to get fired. And it turned out his boss was like, no, thank you. I appreciate that.
Who would do that?
From
my God.
817, I used to work at U-Haul, and they made me a manager at 19. So I used to let the staff do whatever they want. So I kept telling one of the guys in the back to back up the truck, and he gunned it and put a hole in the trailer behind him.
Oh.
I thought I was done, but I found out. But no one found out, so I did the paperwork myself.
Man, I'm really intrigued by all of these stories, and people are like, oh, I thought this was going to happen. But it's good to know that so many people have been fired. That's how we're going to bond our audience right here. We've all been through tough things, whether it's sent down to the minors, fired because you might have committed a crime, or whatever Corey has done that he doesn't want to tell us
about. It was the first day that we filled in for Rage.
Whenever, we talk like we're on speed.
Yeah, we got a chance to fill in for 2 weeks during Christmas vacation. And actually, I guess our first episode we ever had, too, on that Sunday, which I thought was fine. But we filled in, and we didn't have a clue. Like, we were all over the place. And Grego brought us in, and he brought us into the other studio. And he goes, guys, the hell are y'all doing? Y'all are a better show than that. I listened to you on the weekends, and that crap yesterday was awful. And we were like,
can we tell the rest of that story, too, where he didn't know who our producer was? And he goes, I'm sorry, who are you?
And
he told him, and he goes, did you mind leaving? It was so funny. And it also included, I looked at Grego's Rolex, and I go, oh, that's nice. And he goes, you like that? And I was like, it is. It's really cool. And he goes, that's a Rolex. I have 8 of them. And part of my brain was like, don't do it. But then the other part's like, you gotta. And my brain, I go, I'm sorry. Why does somebody need 8 Rolexes? And he goes, because I'm terrible with money. All of that absolutely happened. And if that producer is listening, I still think he dislikes Grego to this day because of that.
Last thing for our Tolos. I'm going to the Autoflex Leasing Fantex. If I just get that Fox Sports Go thing that they have commercials for during Maverick and Ranger games, can that just get me Fox Sports Southwest whenever I want?
I think so.
Like, I think that's what I need to do.
But I think you have to have the subscription to get it.
Jeez, Louise, guys. What's wrong with Fox Sports Southwest? Why does nobody want to carry them?
They're really good negotiators.
Yeah.
Or like, really bad.
Everybody wants.
Yeah, or really bad.
Aren't they missing out on like a ton of money?
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on
business.
105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.